Honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
I have been in the kitchen cooking up a storm, and it is thanks to our next guest, Elizabeth Nyland. She is the fantastic author of Cooking with Coconut Oil, and it is fantastic. That's all I can say, and I know I said fantastic twice. Hello, Elizabeth. Welcome to Naturally Savvy.
Hi. Thanks very much for having me.
All right, I'll use a new adjective. It's wonderful. I made the sweet potato crusted quiche, which was awesome. Again, I should mention
that sounds amazing.
They're also grain-free, gluten-free recipes as well.
Yes.
And my whole family just devoured it. So Elizabeth, talk to us about some of the health benefits of coconut oil, and then I'd love to jump into some of your favorite recipes.
Sure. So just to quickly summarize it, coconut oil is full of medium-chain triglycerides, MCTs. So that's a really important thing for a lot of people that take supplements. Some people just buy MCT oil. It can burn abdominal fat. It's shown to boost your immune function, with lauric acid. There's a lot of lauric acid in coconut oil. A lot of people use it in their hair, on their skin. It's a great conditioner, really good moisturizer. It's antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal, so some people put it in wounds for wound healing. It's shown to reduce inflammation, and it can help control blood sugar, so it's really good for diabetics.
Well, I would say that's a lot of good benefits. And one of the main reasons that I love to know, of course, you know, all the health benefits aside, I love baking and cooking with it also, because that you could heat it to a very high temperature without it going rancid. So I think that's a really big plus, because a lot of oils like olive oil or even any of the omega-3s, you can't cook with. Lisa, I don't know if you know that you can't cook with certain oils. So coconut oil is one that you can cook with to a really high temperature.
Yes. I would say that you probably shouldn't cook with olive oil. I've been saying that for a long time, but people just kind of shake their heads at me. But coconut oil is different because it is so high in saturated fat. It's such a high percentage of saturated fat. That's what keeps it from going rancid when you're cooking at high temperatures.
When did you first get into cooking with coconut oil and the whole grain-free, gluten-free as well?
The coconut oil, probably about 5 years ago. I used to dabble in like whatever kind of health diet was, you know, trendy at the moment. So for a little while there, we were trying, just because I have a food blog, I have to keep, you know, on top of these trends. So I tried like a vegan, vegetarian diet, and you know, it's really hard to find cooking oil when you can't use any kind of animal fat. So I started using coconut oil, and I just kind of loved it. I didn't really love coconut at the time, but I found that coconut oil didn't really have this overwhelming coconut flavor, and it actually has a nice kind of sweet undertones to it. So I actually started eating it out of the jar. It was really good. Started baking with it, cooking with it, and found that it acted so much like butter that I really didn't need to buy butter. So, and the grain-free thing came about. Oh, go ahead.
No, I was saying, it's funny that you say that. My daughters, I have a 3-year-old and a 9-year-old, they eat coconut oil off the spoon as well. And I always laugh because I'm like, put it on something, you know? And they're like, no, we love it just as is. So I thought that was really funny that you say that, because some people do love the taste. And you know, the funny thing about coconut oil, and sorry, I will let you go back to your grains in a second, but the funny thing about coconut oil, I always tell people, I have a great little secret. When I had my second daughter, because I have 3 kids, I had about 10 pounds to lose from my baby weight. Now, I'm not saying this is anything that's research-based, that's proven. You know, this is really just my opinion. So for those of you listening, I don't want you to say, well, Andrea said, I'm not a doctor. This is just, you know, what happened to me. So I'm going to share my experience. I took a couple of tablespoons of coconut oil a day, probably 2 to 3 a day for about a couple of months, probably 2 months after I gave birth.
Wow.
I stopped breastfeeding. I had stopped breastfeeding at this point, and I lost my 10 pounds really quickly. And what I love about coconut is also it's thermogenic, so it helps to burn fat. So for those of you out there who are listening and saying it's so high in calories and, you know, I don't know if I should be, you know, consuming it, there are some great benefits, even though it is higher in calories.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I put it in my coffee in the morning. It's delicious. And my daughter as well, she eats it right out of the jar too. Can I have some of that, mommy?
So continue about your grains.
Right. So the grains, I stopped eating grains about 2 years ago. Some friends of ours, actually our neighbors, were paleo. So we kind of had them over for dinner, and they were talking to us about this paleo diet and CrossFit, and we were just really, really interested in it. So we thought we'd give it a try. And we just kind of went cold turkey. We just cut out grains like the next day, and we both felt amazing. So we did completely grain-free for about 18 months. We have it reintroduced some rice, mostly just rice, into our diets now because we train so hard. But for the most part, we're still grain-free, and we feel great. I don't really miss it.
And if you haven't seen this woman, I highly encourage people to check you out, Elizabeth Nyland, because this woman has got some amazing arms, and you've got some gorgeous body art on your arms as
Thank
well.
You.
Lots of good fruits and vegetables. And, you know, one of the things that I love about your book so much is the recipes are easy and they're quick. And I made your primal chili, and it was so amazing. You did? Well, if I make something
I
and I like it, I'll keep making it. He's like, oh, good, quiche again. But he's actually happy because he really likes it. But, I just kind of, your book, it's pretty much all I'm baking with. But I have to be totally honest. I'm not going to be eating coconut oil out of the jar because the taste still bugs me a little bit, but not in the food, but plain. I don't know why. I wish that I was like your kids and like you, Andrea, but the taste just isn't my favorite. It bums me out.
Are you like not a coconut fan?
Well, you know what's
like
funny
the plain
is I
coconut?
Live on... Well, no, yeah, I don't like plain coconut, but I drink every day so delicious unsweetened vanilla coconut milk, and I love it. And it's amazing, but somehow when it's that concentrated with the oil, I don't know, but I'm going to keep on going because I know it's good for me.
I know a lot of people like that. I'm not a big fan of like raw coconut either. Like the shredded coconut is not, I'm not a big fan.
See, and the thing for me is I'm a coconut lover for everything. I like it, you know, shredded coconut. I could drink coconut water straight from the coconut. I'm just like a coconut fanatic, so I'm probably not the best person to ask. I mean, we use coconut oil to make our eggs in the morning, like for my kids. Like they don't even know what it tastes like with any other oil other than coconut oil. So I'm probably not the best person to ask if you don't like the flavor of coconut. But,
and
but
I tell people
sad.
Not to cook eggs with that, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I find that you can really taste the coconut.
Yeah, you can, for sure. You have to really like the flavor, for sure. But I like that you're saying, Lisa, that you don't taste it in everything. So that's a good
that's good.
A good tip for those who don't like it. Yeah.
Because I think you do get kind of used to it. Like, I'm so used to it, I probably would never taste it unless it was in my eggs. And then I would be like, bleh.
But it's pretty good in the eggs. Let me tell you, it's pretty good in the eggs because it gives it a little bit of a sweet kind of, it gives it a little bit of a sweet touch, but it's a little weird, but we do like it in our eggs, so whatever.
You're not the only one. I have heard that before, so maybe it's just me.
Well, Elizabeth, tell us some of your favorite recipes. I mentioned some of mine.
There's a reason my blog is called Guilty Kitchen because I'm a big sweet lover, so I think my favorite recipes have to do with the back of the book in the dessert section. My favorite one is probably the chocolate brownie caramel cup.
Oh, that sounds great.
If you've ever heard of a Nanaimo bar, you might not have because it's Canadian.
Sure.
But
the
bottom is like a brownie kind of with coconut in it, and then the middle is like a caramelly kind of, I don't even know, custard, I guess, and then the top is chocolate. So I kind of took that and went paleo with it, so it's got a lot more coconut in it, but they're in these perfectly individually sized cups, and they are just the best thing ever. I make them at Christmas time.
Well, I can't wait to get my hands on your book. We are out of time for today, unfortunately. And for those of you, Lisa, I see Lisa. She just wants to say something really quick.
The carrot cake was great. My husband made the carrot cake. It was great. Okay, back to you, Andrea.
Okay, awesome. Okay, perfect. Well, unfortunately, Elizabeth, we're out of time. Like I said, if you'd like to check out Elizabeth's cookbook, you can visit guiltykitchen.com. You can also follow her on Twitter at guiltykitchen. Elizabeth, thank you so much for being on the show. It was a lot of fun. I'm Andrea Donsky along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone, and stay well. Ooh, 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 ooh. Ooh, ooh, ooh.